Schumann's Fourth Symphony from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio with Nikolai Znaider conducting. I'm Jim Cunningham. By 1839, at the age of 30, composer Robert Schumann still didn't have a single symphony to his name. For 7 years, the art form had eluded him. He'd abandoned his sole symphonic attempt back in 1832, but all was not lost. It was at this time in Schumann's life that he began to receive considerable encouragement from influential composer Franz Liszt, who even offered to find a publisher for Schumann's soon-to-be-written symphonies. And Schumann was encouraged by his wife Clara, who began urging her husband to begin sketching out a symphony in the summer of 1840, almost as soon as they were married. The following year, Schumann was extraordinarily busy, writing the first movement of the Piano Concerto in A minor, his overture Scherzo and Finale in E, and two symphonies, the second of which Schumann would put on the shelf for 10 years before reworking the music into his Symphony No. 4, but not without conducting a series of painstaking revisions.
In this particular case, I feel that the difference between what was and what became is so big that it almost seemed like it was a journey he made, that where he arrived at something. And I know we have, with Fingers Cave, less so, but with other of the Mendelssohn pieces, similar issues where, if you look at a piece like Ruy Blas, for instance, there are so many versions that you could pick, and you can't say one is really much better than the other. You know, you may be used to one more than the other, but and I think that's very much the case. Some conductors will do only the Mahler versions of the Schumann symphonies because that's how they sort of best feel themselves unite with the music. Others like early versions, and other like, and for me, I think Schumann arrived at something that was more complete at the end, and I think that's what draws me to that. And then the challenge of not doing the Mahler, which actually makes it a bit more eloquent in its writing and a bit easier, if you will. But I think there's something to be gained by choosing the path of most resistance in this case.
Nikolai Znaider, who'll conduct Schumann's Fourth Symphony with the Pittsburgh Symphony in just a moment. One thing you may notice about Schumann's Fourth: although the music is made up of four distinct movements, it's played with only slight pauses between the first three. There is no pause at all between the third and fourth movements, as Schumann wished. Schumann tied the sections together with a motto theme which appears at the very beginning of the symphony and winds its way through the music. See if you can identify Schumann's motto in each of the symphony's movements. By closely linking the movements of his symphony both physically and thematically, Schumann hoped to usher in a new form of symphonic writing, one in which a composition would display several different moods in a single arch of music. Here is the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with guest conductor Nikolai Znaider. We'll hear Robert Schumann's Symphony No. 4 in D minor.
Thank you. Thank you.
You heard guest conductor Nikolai Znaider leading the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra at Heinz Hall, the Robert Schumann Symphony No. 4. Violinist Nikolai Znaider appears often as a guest conductor with the London Symphony Orchestra, the Munich Philharmonic, the Russian National Orchestra, the Czech Philharmonic, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and the Pittsburgh Symphony. As a violinist, he's worked with former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Lauren Mazel, Daniel Barenboim, Zubin Mehta, Gustavo Dudamel, and many others. Nikolai Znaider's many recordings include the Elgar Violin Concerto in B minor with the Dresden Staatskapelle and conductor Sir Colin Davis. He's recorded the Brahms and Korngold concertos with the Vienna Philharmonic and Valery Gergiev. We last heard Nikolai Znaider in Pittsburgh in March of 2012, and he hopes to perform with the orchestra again very soon.
It's wonderful when you stop getting to know each other. You know, when you get past that initial phase of we like him, we don't like him, I like them, we get along, we don't, you know, after a while and concerts and travels together, as you say, and you go through enough things together that when you meet again, it's a reunion, and it's more like, oh, it's good to see you. It feels like a home in that sense, and I think that comes from trust, I suppose, and it comes from mutual sympathy, obviously, and I just feel that it makes the work so much easier, and it makes it fun in the most, you know, in a deeper sense than just haha fun, but it's a real pleasure to come back.
Our guest conductor at Heinz Hall, Nikolai Znaider, with the Pittsburgh Symphony. We heard Nikolai Znaider conducting in this Pittsburgh Symphony radio concert. He conducted music by Max Bruch, Robert Schumann, and Felix Mendelssohn. To hear him play the violin, you can find him on YouTube. He plays the Beethoven Violin Concerto, as well as an appearance at the Queen Elizabeth of Belgium competition playing Isai, the third sonata. He has played the violin on many occasions in Pittsburgh, and here was a great night in 2009. The Erich Korngold Concerto for Violin in D, Opus 35. Erich Wolfgang Korngold wrote his violin concerto in 1945. He vowed to give up composing anything other than film music until after Hitler had been defeated at the end of World War II. Korngold called on his own scores for films, including Another Dawn, the movie he'd written in 1937, Juarez from 1939, Anthony Adverse from 1936, and The Prince and the Pauper from 1937. The violin concerto is dedicated to Alma Mahler, the widow of Korngold's mentor, Gustav Mahler. Jascha Heifetz played it first, and there is a notable recording from Itzhak Perlman and the Pittsburgh Symphony in the catalog. Here is Nikolai Znaider playing the violin and Gianandrea Noseda conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eric Wolfgang Korngold, his violin concerto, calling on themes from his movie scores for The Prince and the Pauper, Juarez, Another Dawn, and Anthony Adverse. Played by Nikolai Znaider and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, John Andrea Noseda conducted. It was March 13, 2009, at Heinz Hall. Nikolai Znaider has recorded the Korngold Concerto for RCA BMG. Nikolai Znaider has also toured Europe with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. He is a welcome guest at Heinz Hall or wherever the Pittsburgh Symphony plays as both a conductor and a soloist. We heard Felix Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, along with a Scottish Fantasy by Max Bruch, played by the concertmaster of the orchestra, Noah Bendix Baugle. We also heard the Symphony No. 4 by Robert Schumann. The guest conductor was Nikolai Znaider. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University in Pittsburgh. Carlo's Antonian Hall, where the Renaissance City Winds held their concerts for decades, was constructed on solid rock atop St. Anthony's Park. The theater was named for Rosemary Hale, a composer, faculty member, and chairwoman of the music department from 1929 to 1985. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio receives additional support from the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jim Cunningham, your host. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. In the meantime, write for your free souvenir, Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light, and the Radio Guide. On the cover of the Radio Guide, music director Manfred Honeck waving to the audience. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Include your name and address. Let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org or send email pso@wqed.org. Our digital production engineer is Brian Savar. Script writing by Ben Burgess of Carnegie Mellon University. This is Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.
PRI, Public Radio International.